with McCord, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you today?
Pretty good. How about you?
Hey, not too bad. Happy Friday.
Hope you for real.
Right. The countdown is finally over, you know? And it starts back up on Monday,
yeah.
Right?
Unfortunately.
Right. Oh, my gosh. And I'm speaking with Corey, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, sir. So Serge just sent over some information just to catch me up to speed on the call here. And, you know, I see you've been in the business fairly new, actually, like a year and a half. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations on that. There you go. I'm sure you probably have, like, plenty of years of experience, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Plenty.
There you go. Plenty. I bet. There you go. My father did a lot of construction and you know, handyman type stuff when just for like the side, just because he loved it, you know. So he got me involved with it and had his own side business. So it was pretty cool. It's pretty cool to have that knowledge and sense as well too. So I have a lot of appreciation for y'all, for real. So, yes, sir. So I'm seeing that you're willing to travel about like an hour out. I'm gonna say like what, like 30 miles out? Is that about right? Maybe even further.
Yeah, 30, 40 miles.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, the green's very big, so.
Gotcha.
It'll take you long to get an hour.
Right. Okay. Now, are you looking to get more work, or what's the main goal that you would like to go ahead and have by getting up on that first page of Google?
I have plenty of work. Plenty of people calling me every day. I'm just curious to know how much money it would take to be on the first page of Google.
Okay, yeah. I mean, honestly, man, if you're looking at it that way, Corey, if you're not looking to get much more work, you just want to make sure you're up on that first page, get your business well-known throughout the web on there. I'm one of those guys that just says, hey, I'm not going to try to sell you on something that you don't need. You're just throwing money out the door at that point, you know. But I just want to make sure fulfilling your goals, you know, as a business owner there. So with that being said, you know, getting up on that first page of Google, this is our lowest package, I would say, is it's called our Pro Package. Bare minimum of things, but it's still a lot. Like, you get up the first page of Google, 60 different directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, I mean, you name it. These directories will be yours as well. You get account login and password for all of them. And the customers will talk directly to you, so you don't have to worry about a third party trying to talk to your customers, trying to act like they know what they're talking about on there. Okay. And it's exclusive,
yeah.
So no other businesses that are going to be working with at all, okay? So it's exclusive just for you and your company. We're not going to spread your leads out to other competitors. But it is month-to-month, no contracts at $149 a month. So less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. I feel like Starbucks is just overpriced nowadays, man. I went there the other day.
Yeah.
I got two cups of coffee and this sugar plum, peach plum thing, and it came to like $26. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah,
could not
believe it.
Yeah, man. Oh, nuts. So Corey, far as everything that, you know, far as the customers calling you, you'll be able to track this all. We also actually build you what we call our client dashboard. It's a tracking system. You get to log in,
yeah.
See what keywords are working for you, if you want to change them out. Run new promotions if you want to, but we'll have an account management team to back you up Monday through Friday as well too. Okay, so if you're too busy and you're like, hey, listen, I need some help with this stuff, then don't worry, we got you. Okay.
I got you.
Yeah, Corey, I don't see a website though. Do you have a website yet?
No, I don't. I don't think I need one.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know what? Just for, you know, we do have Thanksgiving things going on next week, and I think I might be able to float that in there for you. If we can get this for free for you on there, would you mind just going ahead and building you a brand new website for you? Completely on the house. I'm not trying to upsell you nothing, man.
Yeah. Hey, if it's free, I'll take it.
Right? Yeah, I mean, exactly. All right, I'll double check on there, man. So, Corey, to speed the process up, because it does take a little bit to get you up on that first page of Google, okay, but we work pretty darn fast. Now, your directories and your client dashboard, the tracking system, is all completed within the first 5 to 7 days. As far as website, it takes anywhere from 7 to 14 days. Now, once all this stuff starts to happen, you'll get your listings to begin to appear within the first 30, 45 days. Okay. So you are going to see some traction on there, but you definitely be up there regardless. And I'll make sure that happens. And I just confirmed right now that we can go ahead and throw that website in on the house. All right? So, yeah. Yes, sir. So, Corey, the first thing we need to do is make sure we have all the information correct, because once it's up on Google, it's on Google, man. Right? So, now, Google will send out a letter in the mail to you. It's a physical letter, so just look out for it, so that way you can validate that you're a real person, you have a real business, okay? Once that goes through, I think that's like the longest part of this whole process on here, so just make sure to look out for that part in the mail, okay? And then we're going to set up a tech call. You don't have to be in front of your computer. It's just going to be we ask for an hour window just because they can call within that hour, but it just depends on how much content you want to add on your website. We're going to build that website for you. We want to make sure that they have pictures if you want, testimonials, whatever from there, okay? So let's get this started here. Corey, how do you spell your name? Is it C-O-R-Y?
E-Y.
E-Y. All right. And how do you spell your last name, Corey?
B-U-R-G-A-N-S.
V as in Victor, or is it B as in Bob? I just want to make sure.
B as in Bob.
B as in Bob. All right. Glad I asked. All right. And what's the email we can send the invoice and also future second form of contact? We always want to make sure we have communication going.
It's Camellia Handyman Services, all one word, at Gmail.
Oh, man. How do you land that one? Nice.
I got lucky on that one.
Right? Okay. I'm not kidding, man. That was pretty good. All right, cool. And is this the best phone number to reach you on, or is there a different phone number to reach you?
No, this is the best one.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let me make sure I have this. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to find a day so that we can get you going on, what's it called, a tech call. How free are you next week on, like, Monday, let's say?
I mean, I'm wide open all the time, but I can manage an hour.
Okay, perfect. We just want to make sure the sooner the better. I know I can try to set up this week, today, but we're closed on weekends. That's the only thing. And if I set it for today and then they say, oh, we're too busy, and then I don't want you on the limb, man. So I'd rather just get something concrete for you. So Monday, I got you, man. I got you. All right, let's see here. And you're on, Central Time still, right? I know some parts of Alabama is a little different.
Yeah.
So. Okay, cool. So let's see here. Would mornings be better for you or evening?
Evening?
Okay. All right, cool. We could do like 3 o'clock. Would that work for you?
Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
Okay, so just know our company's based off in California, so it's going to be PST time for them, so it's 2 hours before you, all right? So you're going to talk to them from the future over here. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to send you an email here. It's coming from my email as well, and I'm going to do this on purpose so you can have my contact as well and my direct line and extension, okay? So for any reason you can't talk to our technicians, you'll get a hold of them, you'll always be able to get a hold of me Monday through Friday as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. And then I'm going to send it to that email here. Give me just a second. And I'm going to have you hit yes on there. Give me one moment. Pow. All right, I just sent it to you. Let me know you got it. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, beautiful. If you can hit yes on there, so that way our technicians, they're going to hit yes on their end to let you know they're committed to talking to you on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And then far as the business address, now remember I said that Google's going to send out that letter in the mail to you. It's going to base it off a business name, Camellia Handyman Services. Is there an LLC or anything like that?
No, not okay. In the title.
Okay, cool. And then as far as the business address, what address would that be to?
The 1258, and it's Mashville, but it's spelled with an M, like mayonnaise.
Okay, Mashville, huh?
All right. Yeah, it's just like, it's like Nashville. It's not a city, but instead of an N at the beginning, it's an M.
That's hilarious. Okay, is it road?
Yeah, road.
Okay, okay, okay. And it's 36037, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, got you, man. Okay, hold on. I'll make sure this is all set here. So this is going to take about, like, 5 minutes of your time over here. So I want to make sure I always... I'm very transparent, as you can tell. I want to make sure everything's out there for you. And then, were you able to receive that invite from you, from the Google ads there?
Yeah, I hit yes.
You did? Okay, let me make sure, because I didn't get it yet. I'm going to refresh. Da-da-da-da. It's just not coming in just yet. Okay, that's all right. So what I like to do is make sure that our technicians, since it's going on Monday, I want them to start on a few things now. So when they do talk to you, they're not starting from scratch. Okay, Corey? So that's important.
Okay.
So very few things. The phone number that you have on file here, do you want the customers to call that number, text that number, email, all three? What would you say?
Yeah, all three would be fine.
Yeah? Okay. All right. If you ever need to change it, like let's say you're getting too blown up with like text messaging or something, just let us know. We can't read your minds. The only thing that I always ask is please be communicative with our technicians to let them know, all right, so they can go ahead and make those changes for you. All right. I say that to everyone, man, because sometimes they're like, why didn't you put this promotion? I'm like, well, you didn't tell us there's a new promotion to put. So, all right. And then as far as the services that you want to be found for, if you can name a few things right off the top of your mind here, so that way I can just put that in for now. So that way, again, I want them to start, you know, having a few things in here as we speak. What would you say? I'll just go ahead and type away with you, okay?
Say, you know, obviously there's torches, batting, paint.
You said dining?
Drywall.
Dining? Okay, paint, drywall.
Then siding work.
Siding. Okay. How did I spell handyman wrong? All right. There we go. And if any reason, so you have some time until Monday, obviously, to go ahead and there's a few things that you want to add in or change out, write them down. That way when they talk to you, you can go ahead and let them know right away, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. And then I want to make sure this is here. And then you're set for Monday. Wow, where did this month go? Thanksgiving next week, or right? All right.
I told a lady I'm working on her porch. I'd be done by Thanksgiving, like week before last, or before Thanksgiving. And then,
oh, really?
You know, this week, I was Thanksgiving next week.
Yeah, man, it's insane, right? I just can't believe it. I got you. And then guess what? Christmas right around after that, so... and do you have a Facebook business page by any chance?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay, so that's one thing we want to make sure you're easily found. So we want to put those links up as quickly as possible when we're doing everything as well. Is there any way you can get the URL as we speak? If not, don't worry. We can go ahead and add it during the tech call, but just want to see if we can do that.
Man, you're asking me some serious tech questions.
Ah, that's okay. No worries, then. Don't worry. I'll make sure to let them know. Go ahead and grab it with you, okay? All right, I got you.
I'm on Facebook, on the page and everything, but I don't know about URL.
Yeah, it's just like you would copy the top of that link there and then send it through. You could send it to that email I sent it over to you from for the Google invite, but... Listen, I don't think I see the invite. You hit yes on there, and did it agree or anything like that? I just want to make sure because I'm not showing it here on my end.
Yeah, I hit yes, and it took me to my Google Calendar.
Stop, really? Okay. Huh. All right, I just want to make sure.
Hit it again.
Yeah, hit it again. I feel like I'm playing a video game right now. There we go. I got it. Perfect. I appreciate you, man. I got it. That's weird, man. It didn't happen the first time, but it's okay. All right, cool. Okay, cool. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do they do PayPal, Venmo, cash, check, card?
Yes, no cards. But
no cards, okay.
Venmo, Venmo, PayPal, Apple Pay, check, cash is always king.
All right. Cash, not at all. All right. How? Here, I'm going to give you the works on this, man, so I'm making sure that the website's included for free, okay? So I want to make sure, even before we do any type of payment, I want to make sure that that's still adhered to, okay? So give me just a second here. Usually we charge extra for a website, so I want to make sure that doesn't happen to you, okay?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right. So this is going to base off of 10 miles out from you just to make sure this is all set and done for the directories and everything, okay? So I want to make sure I set everything correctly here. We got Greenville. How far are you from Birmingham?
2 hours.
2 hours? Okay. Because I drove through. That's why I'm like, it sounds familiar when, like, visually, you know what I mean? For me, because I travel through there quite often. Yeah.
You know where 65 is?
Yeah.
In Birmingham?
Yeah.
You go down 2 hours, you'll blink and go through Greenville.
Interesting. Okay. I feel like Alabama is really booming. Like, everything's starting to pop up now. Is it just me, or, like, I really feel that?
Maybe. Ain't much happening in Greenville.
No? Okay. I know, like, Facebook and all that stuff starting to come down there and everything, so. Yeah. So, hours of operations. Monday through Friday, 24/7. Do you sleep? What do you do?
Monday to Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. All right.
Yeah.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pow. Okay, got this here. I got you, my man. All right. Yeah, you gotta get some kind of sleep. And then, Corey, for the card that we'll be using today, is there a middle initial, or is it just Corey Bergen?
Just Corey Bergen.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send this to our technicians now, so that way they have it. Just a second. Bada bing, bada boom. All right. And then the next part, what we're going to do is what we call is our voice verification process. Now, this part means that everything is going to be recorded, okay? So I want to make sure – this is added form of protection for you, actually. So anything that we say we're going to do, we want to make sure that it's recorded because it is month-to-month. It's not a contract on here, okay? We want to make sure we're doing our job. That way you're seeing returns, okay? Now, there is questions that we're going to ask on here. Just make sure whenever asked, just try to sound as clear as possible. If for any reason you have a question or a concern, by all means, stop me in my tracks. Like, hey, John, can you elaborate on this a little bit? I'll be more than happy to. Okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect, perfect. Set this up here. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Camellia Handyman Services.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Corey Bergen. I'm the owner.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's very important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to stop right there for a second. So, Corey, if for any reason you get a call, I don't care if they say their name is John and they're from Local Splash, if they're asking for information or even payment, please, we're going to set up a security question and answer. If they don't know the question nor the answer, hang up right away, all right? I don't want this. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there like that. So I want to make sure you're not falling for anything like that, okay?
No problem.
All right, man. So I got you. So we're going to go ahead and continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment for an initial term and account setup will be charged today on November 18th in the non-refundable amount of $149. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 18th of every month in the amount of $149. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Perfect, sir. All right, Corey. So the card that we're using today, is the billing the same address, the 1258 Mashville Road?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that road is messing me up, man. I'm about to say Nashville every time. Oh, my God. All right. I'm sure you probably get that a lot, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Oh, my God. And so, Corey, what kind of card are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express? What do we got?
MasterCard.
All right. And I'm ready for the card number when you are, sir.
5488.
Okay.
5800.
Okay.
0001. Okay. 8185.
All right. And the expiration date?
04/25.
Perfect. It should be a security code as well.
921.
Awesome. All right. I'm not charging anything just yet. I want to make sure I do my third check. Before I do, we'll set up your security questions, okay? It's random 3 questions here you get to choose from. Looks like the first one is mother's maiden name. The second one is city you were born in. Oh, which one?
No, we'll go the maiden name.
Okay. All right, so as I'm typing it, I won't be able to see it as I'm spelling it. So if it's a difficult one, go ahead and you're going to have to do it twice for me, okay?
It's easy. It's H-O-L-T.
Oh, that's it? Okay. All right.
Yep.
All right. Boom. Okay, so again, I want to make sure anytime someone calls in, don't even give them the hint saying, what's my mother's maiden name? I want you to say, what's my security question? Okay? If they know that, okay, then ask them for the answer. Okay. Just making sure. There's some people, you know, I have my mother actually do something like that, you know, and they're like no, Mom. So, all right.
Honestly, I've got calls from you guys before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I thought it was one of those things. I was like, no, I'm not doing this. Because I was with Angie for a little bit, but
yeah,
that didn't pan out.
I honestly, man, you're not alone, actually. It's sad to hear that. I actually talked to so many business owners who thought it was something else than what it really was. I'm never going to bash into the company, but, you know, just from those experiences, it blows my mind. It really does, and it's unfortunate, man. Just know that we're here to back you up on our end over here, man. You know, it does take time to get you up on that first page, so just look out for that letter in the mail because that takes the longest part.
Yeah.
So once that's verified, then you're all good from there, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and charge the cards at $149, okay? Not a dollar more, as promised.
Sure.
All right, and once it goes through it said it declined on there. Sometimes when a card does that, it sends like a text message from the bank or something. I'm not sure. I had this before, so I don't know.
Haven't seen a text message or anything.
I'll give it a little minute.
Read the card.
Yeah, if I do the card number again, I have to do it, start from scratch on the card number itself, because I only see the last 4 numbers, 8185.
Well, you got the last 4, right?
Eight, right? Thanks, man. <That's all right. laughs> You want me to try it one more time? Read the number out for me.
Hold on just a second.
All right. 5488-5800-0001-8185. All right, let's try that one more time. Uno más. Make sure this goes through here. Yeah, it's declining the transaction on there.
I do not know why. I'm sitting here looking at my app. And it is plenty enough money to cover $140, that's for sure.
Right, right. And it's Corey Burgans, B-U-R-G-A-N-S. Address 1258 Mashville Road, Greenville, Alabama, 36037.
Yes, sir.
Expiration April 24. Okay. Why don't I decline?
Oh, no. It's April of 25.
Oh, April of 25. Okay, that's probably why.
Yeah.
Alright, alright. We got something here. Alright. User error on my end. Let me double check here. That's what did it. Alright. My apologies, good sir. Thanks for your patience. Alright. Once this goes through, you're going to receive a text message. I'll let you know. Alright. Just went through now. So double check on your phone here, Steve. Let me know if you got a text message there. Should have an invoice.
See anything.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit here. It'll send you an invoice through text and through email, too. So in case you don't get it in the next minute or so, we'll go through the text message. This is one last little step here for you.
There it is.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. Pop that open for me. And there's a part where it says, click here to sign terms of experience or terms and conditions. There's one or the other on there.
Man, that's a lot to read.
I know.
But this is contract, right?
You got it.
Okay. Same with Angie. Angie told me the same thing on the phone call.
No, man, yeah.
When I called the cancel, oh, yeah. But it's going to cost you $2,000.
Holy crud. No. No, yeah, there's no cancellation fees on this for us here, man. Again, like, because... Oh, go ahead.
But I was paying them like $500 a month. So.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, and there's no cancellation fees, as you heard on the voice verification, man. I mean, even if you wanted to cancel, just make sure you do it 3 days before the next billing cycle is due, so you're not getting a charge on there, okay? Yeah. I mean, I hope we earn your business for a while. Keep your business up on that Google, you know? In this directory, so we'll make sure to take care of that. And your website, don't forget. So, on that there, were you able to sign on the very bottom there?
Yeah.
Where did it take you to?
Took me to a login.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So on that login, keep it there. On Monday, when our techs give you a call, they're going to call from an 877 number, not a spam number, okay? I'm going to try to call in with them just to introduce you guys, but if I'm too busy, just I'm going to apologize ahead of time, okay, Corey? But if I do get a hold of you with them, that'd be awesome. They're going to develop that password and login for you so you can track everything as well, too, okay? So you're all set from there, man. You did a great job on your end, man. It sometimes takes hours for someone to find out where to click. So I appreciate you. But we're going to be great, man. Welcome to the family here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, partner. Well, Corey, I'm looking forward to talking to you on Monday. We'll call you with the text, or the text will give you a call. Make sure over the weekend, if you have pictures, testimonials you'd like to add for the website or anything like that, try to get it as much as you can so that way we can speed up the process for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, partner. Thanks again, sir. You take it easy, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. You too, man.
All righty. Bye-bye, sir.